Recorded Books and One-Click Digital present Medicine Walk by Richard Wagamese. Narrated by Tom Steckschulte. From William Carlos Williams, A Sort of a Song. Let the snake wait under his weed, and the writing be of words slow and quick, sharp to strike, quiet to wait, sleepless, through metaphor to reconcile the people and the stones. Chapter 1. He walked the old mare out of the pen and led her to the gate that opened out into the field. There was a frost from the night before, and they left tracks behind them. He looped the rope around the middle rail of the fence and turned to walk back to the barn for the blanket and saddle. The tracks looked like ink blots in the seeping melt, and he stood for a moment and tried to imagine the scenes they held. He wasn't much of a dreamer, though he liked to play at it now and then. But he could only see the limp grass and mud of the field, and he shook his head at the folly and crossed the pen and strode through the open black maw of the barn door. The old man was there, milking the cow, and he turned his head when he heard him and squirted a stream of milk from the teat.
"Get you some breakfast," he said.
"Ate already," the kid said.
"Better straight from the tit."
"There's better tits." The old man cackled and went back to the milking. The kid stood a while and watched, and when the old man started to whistle, he knew there'd be no more talk, so he walked to the tack room. There was the smell of leather, liniment, the dry dust air of feed, and the low stink of mold and manure. He heaved a deep breath of it into him, then yanked the saddle off the rack and threw it up on his shoulder and grabbed the blanket from the hook by the door. He turned into the corridor, and the old man was there with the milk bucket in his hand.
"Got any loot?"
"Some," the kid said. "Enough."
"Ain't never enough,"
the old man said, and set the bucket down in the straw. The kid stood there looking over the old man's shoulder at the mare, picking about through the frost at the grass near the fence post. The old man fumbled out his billfold and squinted to see in the semi-dark. He rustled loose a sheaf of bills and held them out to the kid, who shuffled his feet in the straw. The old man shook the paper, and eventually the kid reached out and took the money. "Thanks," he said.
"Get you some of that diner food when you hit town. Better than the slop I deal up."
"She's some good slop, though," the kid said.
"It's fair. Me, I was raised on oatmeal and lard sandwiches."
Sample complete. Ready to continue?